This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwan's government said on Saturday it will fine Foxconn, the world's largest contract electronics maker, for an unauthorized investment in a Chinese chip maker, even after the Taiwanese firm said it would be selling the stake. Foxconn, a major Apple Incorporated supplier and iPhone maker, disclosed in July it was a shareholder of embattled Chinese chip conglomerate Tsinghua Unigroup. Late Friday, Foxconn said in a filing to the Taipei Stock Exchange, its subsidiary in China had agreed to sell its entire equity stake in Tsinghua Unigroup. Taiwan has turned a wary eye on China's ambition to boost its semiconductor industry and is tightening legislation to prevent what it says is China stealing its chip technology. Poland's top police official says he accidentally set off an explosion of a grenade launcher that was a present from Ukrainian officials. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The country's top cop has told the radio RMF FM broadcaster the accident occurred when he was moving the grenade launcher in his office this week. The comments were the first confirmation of what happened at National Police Headquarters in Warsaw on Wednesday morning. The broadcaster says it learned that the police commander received two anti-tank grenade launchers as presents during a recent visit to Ukraine. Poland's an ally of Ukraine and has offered the neighboring country different forms of assistance since Russia's full-scale invasion on February 24. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis marked his 86th birthday on Saturday by rewarding three people involved in charity work, including a homeless man who gives other street dwellers part of the alms he receives. The other two recipients of the Mother Teresa Prize were a Franciscan